At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on, and we're less than 48 hours away right now from kickoff, start of the National Football League divisional round, and then we've got the so in other words, I'm just trying to do the math right now. I guess we're about 76 hours away from the Kansas City Chiefs being eliminated from the NFL playoffs as the Buffalo Bills prepare for their divisional tilt. What's going on? I figure we come out. Come on, let's go. Let's go, Bills. Let's go, Bills. Thursday, I'm starting to feel it now. Okay, let's go, Bills.
Give LTN and Kansas City a punch. I know Brandon like, in St. About Louis 76 hours for this week.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. Yeah, this is a time we're going head to head. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Right, listen, yeah. I don't know. I haven't had good success. Our boy Kyle took me down pretty good already. Yeah. Atlanta Braves beat the Dodgers. Georgia smashed Michigan. Good thing the Atlanta Falcons are playing.
This one's different, though. I think it's just a little like this is the one. If the Bills,
you guys
beat the Chiefs,
already won. We have not.
Yeah, thank you. That's what we're talking about. Oh, here, these guys.
Put it up. Go ahead. Show.
Put it up. Show everybody. This is what we deal with every day. Show. Put it up.
Yeah.
See, that's what we deal with every day.
You're making me hate him. I just
want
to punch him in the face right now. I'm like, you know what? Wow. Screw you.
Well, his girlfriend and brother are pretty annoying people to begin with. I don't know how he rolls with them. He should probably just hang
out with Stafford's wife, too. Like I said, I don't know what Josh Allen's girlfriend looks like, and I don't want to know.
That's a great point.
I'm like
you never
Brookman
see her
in Seinfeld. I don't know what the librarian does in her spare time, and quite frankly, I didn't want to know. I don't know. I'm sure. Listen, someone told me, did you see Josh Allen's girlfriend? She's hot. I'm sure she is. I don't know. I'm glad. Yeah, I've never seen her say, you know what, the offensive line needs to play better.
Right? Like, yeah, I don't
Bills
think
fans, don't
sell. From the Mighty Taco. No, he's, yeah, of course he is.
Don't
he's
sell your
Josh
tickets.
Allen.
Unlike Stafford's wife. Stafford's wife's a menace to society. She hit a Niner fan in the face with a pretzel earlier this year.
Pretzel. Yeah, yeah. She's also a hypocrite. Because she's like, oh, yeah, don't sell tickets. And you told it. Did the same thing in Detroit. So it's okay to get rid of Lions tickets? But no. Anyway,
yeah, like
whatever.
The brokest city in America, you're selling tickets on StubHub when your husband makes $38 million a year, and you're selling tickets to people in Detroit.
Exactly.
Not to mention, she stole the name the morning after. She's lucky this network doesn't sue her.
I agree. Come on, Sports Grid, get the attorneys out there. Let's go. Call Lionel.
Yeah, Kelly Stafford's Kelly Stafford's podcast is called The Morning After. She co-hosted with Ariel and Kelly Stafford. All right, so let's do this thing. I said I didn't want to get into this. People are sending me all these kinds of tweets. They had a Tampa Bay Rays. George Kurtz is getting a good laugh. He told me, "Oh, this will never happen." Yeah. Tampa Bay Rays and Montreal, the split home.
Yeah.
Listen, that was a bad idea to begin with, Cam. Like, did anyone really think that it was a good idea? You know what? We're going to split the team in two. And in the first half of the season, they'll be in Tampa. And the second half, they're going to be in Montreal. So who the hell's going to go to a game in Tampa Bay knowing, Cam, that, they won't even be playing the games in September here?
Yeah.
Whose idea was this? It was a bad idea.
I don't know.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. Kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're just talking about it was a bad idea to try to split the Tampa Bay Rays and the Montreal Expos into two and have them play in two cities. But I know it was a dumber idea, and that was me. I put my hand up. Congratulations to Cam. Good call, Cam, although I wouldn't be proud that I'm a fan of such a loser operation like the Toronto Maple Leafs are. I'm never betting on this team ever again, bro. Like, I rarely do
fair.
It.
See?
I was feeling good about myself.
Yes. This is what's supposed to happen. I told you. Don't get involved with these guys. That's my problem.
This is supposed to happen.
You and Dave,
I'm not even
and
a Leaf fan,
else,
and they make me sick.
I know.
They're painful.
That's what
to
I'm
watch.
Talking about.
They hurt. Yes. They hurt to watch. It's one of those teams. It's like, guys, like, God, you got, like, I don't know how you do it.
Basically,
and I've
the Leafs are a girlfriend you've loved through thick and thin. You've been there. You buy rocks. You go on trips. Like, you're just, and then you know, next thing you know, she's out having sex with the pool boy. And you're like, what did you do to me? Like, you know what I mean? They'll disappoint you. Trust me, Marcy. No. Let me deal with the Leafs' problems. I got enough. You, Carmine, everybody here, just trust me. You don't want to ever bet these guys. They'll just break your heart. I just had a feeling about the Rangers last night. But anyway.
I should have known. Wait to what he said. There was two teams playing in Toronto last night. And Raptors covered.
Yep. Yeah, that's
true. You're going to bet on a team from Toronto, make it the Raptors and not the Leafs, all right? Don't bet on TFC. Don't bet on the Maple Leafs. Bet on the Blue Jays and the Raptors. They're the only two, like, non-loser franchises from that city, which is factual. Yeah. Just factual.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah no, TFC right. did win. They did win.
Yeah, no, TFC's had success. Raptors, championship team, Blue Jays, long time, but a couple. Yeah, right. We're sitting there with the Leafs. Decades and decades and decades and decades. Like, it's just, anyway.
I still think frustrating.
They just played like crap less. They just gave, like, there was no heart there. They could have won that game. The problem with that team is they rely on their, they don't work hard enough.
Jack Campbell was soft last night. A lot of soft goals.
He didn't play, he didn't play well. I agree. Campbell soup's usually very, very filling, but not last night.
I could have taken a tomato can from Andy Warhol's painting where he just copied a soup can and put that painting in a net and it would have done as good of a job. Like you said, you said you would have stopped that. I was like, no, I wouldn't have. There was another one that I would have.
Yeah, would have.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're breaking it down. Sorry, Skull in Michigan. What I said earlier, like Kelly Stark said, I didn't say in the world. I didn't say Earth. I said broke cities. Yeah. Just saying the fans could have gotten tickets. Every city's broke. Yes. What do you want? Every city's broke.
Yeah. No, those are friends. Like,
don't take it personal.
Derogatory way. No, he's just saying, like, yeah, I get it.
Hey, listen, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those deals.
No, you can buy cheap property in Michigan. I'm actually looking to move there. Like, if I had it, like, you could do really well with very little. I think that's the way to go.
Nah, you're like Homer Simpson. You're here forever.
Like, no, actually, it's funny you've been mentioning Ranch. You know, I'm getting very close. I was looking at Windsor Real Estate the other day. Very, very tempting.
Moving for 10 years. It's not happening. Yeah.
See, Drew, just throw it out there, try and stay
positive. Not only, listen, Drew on the other hand. Drew's a jet setter. Hey, I'm moving to Costa Rica. I'm going to Vegas.
You're right. Drew gets
Florida,
things
the dog
done.
Track scene. I missed the dog I track. Going back to the track.
He delivered. You're right.
Wall
you're
Street. Right. You know, he's all over the place, this guy.
Florida, Mexico. Yeah, he's there. You're right, Marazzi. I do a lot of talking, not a lot of moving. I
forgot about Mexico. What's up, Drew? Yeah. It's all those winners, guys.
Yeah. When I go back south of the border, you can call me Cabo Drew. And I'll tell you guys one thing. We have a lot in common. Cam Stewart, Gabe Morenci, two of the greatest guys in this business. But one thing
you and I are losing
on the
our
opposite
hair.
Side of. Yeah, well, that, yes. But also.
See, I said inside of myself, Cam. There you go.
Very, very well done. Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
Yes. No. I mean, we love betting on sports, you know, having a good time. But one thing we disagree on, I would think, is, you know, I like warm weather places. I like being in Florida. I like being in Mexico. You guys like up there north of the border, man, up in Canada, the Northeast. I don't know. That's where we're a little bit off. And heck, we could talk about a little bit of that in terms of handicapping some of these NFL games, because it looks like cold weather might be part of the equation here.
Cam was born in the Arctic. Cam was born in outdoors.
I lived where Santa Claus lived for 5 years. I'm quite aware. Yeah, the cold in Maine.
Let me ask you. Is it true? Did where you lived, was it like dark all the time? Like really?
Yeah. I remember one time it's 4 o'clock.
Like
in the
for
afternoon.
7 months,
like,
it's dark. It's type thing?
Oh, yeah. People had severe depression. They had these special lights and stuff. It was nuts. But in the summer, Morency, it's kind of like on a drinking bender. You don't stop.
It's light
all
day.
You leave the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, let there be light. It just never goes down. Like, you literally stay up for 3 days. Like, people put, like, special curtains and stuff. Like, they force themselves to sleep. And in the winter, it's the land of the midnight sun. And in winter, all dark, by noon, it's pitch black. It's very depressing. But in the summer, party time.
How's that not a song? Land of the Midnight Sun.
Yes.
Man, that's a great song. Land of the Midnight Sun.
The Midnight Sun.
Sounds like something Leonard Cohen would have already written. All right, yeah, so dog track true. All right, Drew, let's get down to business. Now he's back to his stock.
Losing her hair. Yes, exactly. I enjoyed that. Yeah. Morency's like Family Guy, Drew. He's an equal opportunity offender. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm becoming like Peter Griffin. I'm just firing off at everyone.
It's like everybody gets it. It's fair.
Including myself. I'll throw myself out of the bus. Yeah,
yeah, even himself. True.
Yeah, you don't offend as many people when you just fire off at everybody, you know, no matter what the person is. If you're just firing off critiques at everybody, hey, it's tough to offend anybody because everybody knows they got it coming to them.
Works for Dave Chappelle. All right, so Tennessee Titans laying 3.5. I actually spoke with someone in Tennessee today about this game, and I don't know if you guys have been seeing the videos and stuff. I love how they're like, we'll see about Derrick Henry on Friday.
Yeah.
See you on Derrick Henry on Friday. You guys are releasing videos of him running people over and dancing at practice. Like, I'm pretty sure Derrick Henry's ready to go. But you know what's interesting, actually? Julio Jones, also ready to go. Julio was beat up all year long, and he's kind of a forgotten man coming into this football game. You know, he was targeted 9 times in the last game, guys. 5 catches, Drew, for Julio Jones. And, you know, everything that happened this year, listen, it's been a disappointment. He hasn't delivered for them. He's been injured. But it won't matter if he steps up with a big touchdown in this game. So I'm just throwing it out there. All the talk about Derrick Henry, Julio Jones said, I haven't felt this good mentally or physically in a long time. Like, said, he's feeling good. Like, his quote was, I'm 100%. Julio Jones is 100%. And people forget about him, man. But he, like I said, he had 5 catches in the last game. I think he could be a key in this game.
Sure, Gabe. I think you bring up a great point. I mean, Julio Jones, for whatever reason, about the last like calendar year or somewhat, he's kind of not been talked about as much in terms of, really the outcome of the games. But we sometimes forget how talented of an athlete he is. I mean, he's tall, he's lanky, he's fast, obviously like the quintessential wide receiver. He can make a big impact in this game, Gabe. I think you bring up a good point of him if he is 100% healthy, and he says it is. So, heck, I have no reason to disagree with that. The problem with it is, you know, going at this game, Gabe, and I know you're a big stats guy. You bring this up a lot. You know, teams off of the bye since 1988, I'm sure you've seen this stat, have gone 134 straight up and 71 and 59 against the spread. That's winning some money, just betting it blindly here, betting the team off the bye in the divisional round. And of course, that pointing towards Tennessee, Derrick Henry coming back. Actually, the Titans played pretty well without him. And how, you know, is he going to be 100%? That's a big part of the handicap too. But overall, I just don't like stepping in front of those huge trends this way. I don't like laying the 3 in the hook, but if you made me bet it, I would put that -3.5 in my pocket on the Titans.
Not to mention the last 16 divisional round games, guys, home teams, 13-3 straight up.
Yeah.
Cam, and we'll get into the San Francisco. I talked about it yesterday, but to bring it up again, but talking about the spot that San Francisco was in, it's next to impossible. But even Cincinnati, all right, road teams coming off a wild card round win straight up and against the spread are 53-69 in a divisional round, going back ATS. And we should note, too, of course, the Cincinnati Bengals, 0-7, have never won a road playoff game before either. And another thing is, too, Cam, people don't talk about Tennessee. You know, if I asked you, who gave up the 6 least points in the National Football League? It's Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
That's Tennessee impressive. Titans, yeah. They only give up 20 points a game. I think they're the Titans defense. What about their defense? They only give up 20 points a game. Now, they do play against Houston and Jacksonville 4 times. You know what I mean? Yeah. I will put it. But look at every time, guys, there was a big game this year and Tennessee was on TV, what happened? They played the Buffalo Bills. They beat them. They went into Los Angeles on that Sunday night. Oh, they don't have Derrick Henry first game. They smashed the Rams.
Beat San Francisco.
They beat Kansas City 27-3.
Kansas City. Yep.
Like they, you know what I mean? Like they've beaten all these good teams and they're the one seed and no one talks about them. Like people are like, oh, you know what I mean? Let's say they don't exist or something.
Yep.
Cincinnati are going down, Cam. Titans win. Tighten up, buddy. Tighten up. Tighten it up, Cam.
Can they win by 3?
No, they're going to win by 7.
No, back door being open.
Teaser.
Slow down, Brady.
Teaser.
Slow down.
What do you think? I say by 7, Titans by 7. I don't think they blow them out, but I think they're going to cover
them. No, they don't blow them out. What do you think about, and I'm taking a page out of your book here. This is the thing. With all those weapons back, I think it's going to be Tannehill. That's the thing. His numbers for throwing are very low. This week I would go over with the weapons that he had. And everyone's going to talk about
Henry. This game is going to go over.
I agree. And I think they might throw the ball. And watch out for Tannehill rushing 14.5. I'd bet it now. He's going to rush for more than 15 yards in this game. I think he's going to be a fleet of foot and make a lot of first downs with his feet.
I'll tell you what. I think they're going to be able to move the ball on the ground with Henry and with Foreman. And I think they're going to be able to move the ball in the air as well. I think the game's going to go over and the Titans are going to cover.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. We're kicking it. Drew Martin in the house. The Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Sportsbook. Dave Sherpin will join us straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada, a little bit later on. Carmine Bianco returns to the program tonight. We'll get Carmine's NFL picks, some late night NHL. Since it's a lighter night in the NBA tonight, Cam, I actually did start to take a look at some of the shots on goal prop options tonight in the National Hockey League, and I found one that I've already put a play in. I look forward to sharing it though with you. But let's continue the football conversation. We'll get into tonight's college card and NBA with Drew. I think Drew Martin's already pulled the trigger on a couple of college basketball games. Cam, you brought up the Tannehill 14.5. He is a good athlete, so if he needs to take off, he could. I mean, Tannehill's a great athlete. But I want to bring up. I was going back to Julio Jones though, guys. Like I said, no one's going to talk about him besides us right now. He's flying under the radar. He is healthy. Like I said, he says, I feel good. Everything, 100%. Like, he's ready to go. Like I said, he had 9 catches, 9 targets, 5 catches in the last game. They sort of want to get him going a little bit. Also, this is something I was told today by someone that covers the Titans, that he's played in 8 playoff games, got 50 yards or more in all 8 playoff games before. 9 would actually like tie a record with Jerry Rice or something. I can look up what the record is. That's another little thing. Like when it comes across the board, and he just talked to Jerry Rice. Be like, oh man, no one talked about him. Well, we are right now. He's plus 270 to score a touchdown. All right, Julio Jones. He scored 1 touchdown only this year in the last game. Right, I'm telling you, he's back. Julio Jones plus 270. He's getting into the end zone, guys. I'm playing this. Normally we play these touchdowns, you know, the sure shot locks, but. Like Derrick Henry, guys, minus 185, score a touchdown. And Julio Jones, plus 270.
Yeah. I kind of like where you're going. I'd throw it in the first touchdown, Gabe. Get a crazy number. Like if you like him, then you get both. Ooh. Yeah, knock him down in one bet. Anytime touchdown, first touchdown, done. You hit them both.
But look at, remember, when we talked, like no one thought Odell Beckham did it the other night, guys. He scored the first touchdown.
We talked about it.
Yeah,
right. He's a star wide receiver that's now the number 2 guy on that team type thing. Everyone, A.J. Brown. Because, guys, if you're the Bengals, you're going to be like, yeah, A.J. Julio Jones is a freak, but we got to worry about A.J. Brown. right? They're going to be like, A.J. Brown's the guy that Tannehill's going to want to go to. And it's going to open. You put single coverage with a healthy Julio Jones, he's going to get open, as Drew stated. He's a big dude. The Bengals don't have anyone. All they just got to lob it up there to him, right? I'm buying in on Julio Jones stock. I'm going to quickly see what his receiving yards is. Come on, be low. Give us a low number, like 37.
It won't be too high. It'll be about
46 and a half.
I was going to say 48 and a half. Yeah, 46.
AJ Brown is 74 and a half.
Like, it's always tough to play doctor, guys. Like, talking about Derrick Henry and minus 185, I think part of the handicap almost becomes like, hey, are we sure he's not going to go out there and, like, maybe get a little nicked up and come out of the game? That's the thing I worry about, laying minus 185. And same thing with Julio Jones. that's true. But his was Achilles, right? So
I worry more about Julio Jones because of the hamstring issue. Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked if Julio was like made a couple of catches, then he's standing on the sidelines for a few minutes.
He does that a lot. Yeah.
Take himself out. I think Henry's just a badass. And we're all, but you know, I see Jamar Chase is 77 and a half. I think it's a little light because I think they're going to be playing from behind.
All right,
so let's blast. Yeah, Cam, they'll be playing from behind. And he gets open all the time, this kid. And Burrow looks for him.
Yeah, right? I know. He's amazing.
So 5.5. It's been going back and forth, 5.5, 6. Cam is Captain 49er, Drew. Who are you?
I am.
Ooh, it is tough to go against the Niners. I like this profile, guys. I really do. I was on them last week. Good defensive team, kind of under the radar, catching points. People talking about it being cold. I think a lot of people are forgetting how cold of a town San Francisco can be. Look, I think it works against them, but overall, it's just too tough to go against Green Bay. You get Aaron Rodgers, you know, the best quarterback in the NFL, in my opinion. Plus, going back to the stats here, sometimes, you know, when you're on the fence, which I am here, I do like San Francisco, but still, reading off some of these stats, it's like the last game we talked about, guys, in terms of Tennessee off of the bye. Well, Green Bay's off the bye as well. And structurally, how the NFL set it up in terms of giving their opposition the short week on the road. Keep in mind, both teams that got the bye are playing on Saturday, that being Green Bay here. Night game in Lambeau Field. Just to read out the stat here, NFL division round teams coming off a straight up wild card underdog win, just 6-30 straight up and 13-23 against the spread since 1998. That points me on Green Bay. I can't go up against that stat, guys. Even though, Cam, I'm with you. I like this defense a lot. Are they healthy? A big question mark, though, Cam.
1-14 as well, Drew, as far as the wild card underdog winner the following week, the last 9 seasons.
Yeah.
1-14 straight up. So they are in an extremely difficult spot, San Francisco, coming into this spot on Saturday night.
The reason I like San Francisco is the way they play football. Green Bay can finesse you to death. San Francisco, Gabe, look at the games they had against running teams. Cleveland with Chubb. They were averaging 8.5 yards a carry. They covered in that game, lost by 2 because of Baker Mayfield and the idiotic coaching staff, not running Chubb even more. Other game, they played San Francisco earlier on in the year. Sermon was their running back. They covered that game and lost by a pair. Every time they had a high-ranking running team, the Green Bay Packers had problems with them. San Francisco brings a lot to the table. You want a street fight, Green Bay? San Francisco's the one team that they can actually fight back, and they can hurt you and pound you into oblivion. Kittle was basically, a blocking tight end last week. He will be more involved in this game. I think this game is a dogfight. That's why I'm taking San Francisco. If Green Bay wins, I think they win by a Mason Crosby field goal at most. Give me the Niners.
Aaron Rodgers can make history on Saturday night as well. He's actually tied right now with the great Joe Montana with 45 postseason touchdown passes in his career.
Amazing.
And he would surpass Joe Montana and be second all time behind, of course, Tom Brady. Just to put in perspective, Tom Brady, guys, has thrown 85 touchdown passes in his playoff career.
Not bad.
That's a little ridiculous. Gabe, have you seen the playoff?
Let me just say, Peyton Manning's won 2 Super Bowls and one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play. He's thrown 40 touchdown passes in the playoffs. Joe Montana's won 4 Super Bowls, has thrown 45. Brett Favre, 44 in the playoffs. Brett Favre, 44. And Aaron Rodgers, 45. I don't see the interceptions here.
Brett Favre's probably got a lot, though.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys seen the wins for the quarter?
Well,
the,
you're right.
The active quarterbacks. The wins, it's like Tom Brady with 35, Aaron Rodgers with like 12 or 14 or something. And then it's like everybody else with like ones and twos. It's pretty ridiculous.
Well, we hear this all the time about these teams. Well, this guy, they never done it. They never done it. How many guys have actually done it here? I mean, if you really get down to it, if you look like, listen, Josh Allen's never won a road playoff game before. Right? Josh Allen's never won a road playoff game. He's only played in five games in his life in the playoffs. He's never won on the road before. Joe Burrow's played in one playoff game. As you stated, Tom Brady's played in 46 playoff games. 35-11 straight up. And we should note, Cam, just 25-20-1 against the spread Brady in the playoffs.
I like to see. That's the stat I can sink my teeth into.
That's a number you can.
What about Mahomes, though? He's played all of his games at home. Like, if you look at Kansas City, his games have mostly, they've been the home team a lot of the time because they're one of the best teams in the NFL, right?
Mahomes has never been an underdog before in the playoffs. Mahomes is 7-2 straight up in his career in the playoffs. The only quarterback to beat Mahomes in a playoff game is Tom Brady with the Bucs, and then the Pats beat him. Remember the year when Welker really fumbled the ball?
I remember that.
His hand
the Edelman game?
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
Kansas City. That was a lot of fun.
Garbage. Yeah. Mahomes, a robust 6-3 ATS in the postseason.
Yep, solid.
How about our boy Jimmy Garoppolo? 3-1 straight up, 3-1 ATS.
Hey!
Playoff.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, Jimmy G's a real loser. Hey, Jimmy G's a real loser.
Jimmy Clutch, Jimmy C. Jimmy Clutch.
Hey, we all know Garoppolo's good for one brain meltdown in a game, and if it happens, like, you know, just don't be a pick six. Like, he's all right. I think he gets a bad rap. Everyone rips that guy.
So do I. I think he's a little bit underrated as too.
I like his mental toughness. But so you're going with Green Bay here, though. So I get us to some points. All right, what about the Rams and the Bucs game? Big one here.
Yeah, I think it's the toughest one on the board. I really do. I would actually look at it, you know, similarly to the stats we were talking about. And keep in mind the Rams playing on Monday night against the Kyler Murray-led Cardinals team, where Kyler Murray, oh my gosh, how bad did he look? He should be playing center field for the Oakland A's. I almost think, Cam, after watching that, like, I wonder what was going on, if something off the field was happening, because that was not the same quarterback of the last couple weeks, man. And I think
I don't feel sorry for athletes, Drew, but I felt bad. Like, when I was watching the game, I was actually emotionally, like, I looked at him and his facial expressions, like, he looked like he was gonna cry. Like, it looked it was just awful to watch. That was a complete meltdown.
I wish part of the process reporting on that, you know, a little bit behind the scenes of what was really going on there with Kyler Murray, because that was definitely a different quarterback. And I think, you know, obviously the Rams benefiting from it. I just think they come back to reality, traveling across country, short week here up against the GOAT, Tom Brady and company at home in Raymond James Stadium. So I'm not going up against the Bucs here. It's the Bucs or pass for me.
Cam? We're just talking about both.
What? Cam's house? Ram's house. Ron Ram.
Yeah, whose house?
I'm taking
Cam's
the Rams.
House.
You know who I feel about
both
this
me and
game.
Cam are on the Rams.
Yeah, we're on the Rams. I think the Rams defensive line is a very simple concept. The Rams, if they get to Brady, they're Tampa Bay's done. If they get that pass rush going and Von Miller plays the same way, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. He's going to be eating turf. Give me the Rams in this game. I think they win the game outright.
I'm pretty confident about this, too. I like the Rams to win the game outright, but love them on a teaser. All right, we'll wrap up with you on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morency. We're throwing it down. Drew Martin with us. We got the Rachel Renner, Cam Stewart. All right. We'll get to tonight's picks momentarily here. But, Drew, you're on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but you are in Florida, right? You're the SEC guy. You're in Florida. He's biased, Cam. Once again, he's Mr. Florida guy.
Biased. Hold on here.
Biased.
Cam, I'll give you the final word here. But I mean, bias. My bias ends at Auburn. It ends with the Florida Marlins, now the Miami Marlins, maybe the Miami Dolphins. And that's about it, guys. I mean, this whole SEC thing has gotten way thrown out of proportion. I'm always rooting against Alabama. I'm always rooting against Georgia. So throw the SEC thing out. A lot of people think like, oh, it's the SEC. That's totally 1990. It's not like that anymore. I hope Alabama and Georgia lose every game. And then talking about the Tampa Bay Bucks, I could care less. I mean, Tampa's way over there on the West Coast. There's actually a little bit of rivalry between, you know, what's really South Florida. So there is no bias there. I will say this, you know, you guys bring up some good points about the LA Rams being the tougher team up front, winning in the trenches. That does worry me, guys. Hey, this is the toughest game of the weekend, man. I'm not very confident in my Tampa Bay Bucks prediction.
I just look at the strengths and weaknesses of the football team. So coming into this football game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've got offensive line issues. They could be without two guys on the offensive line. One of the strengths of the Los Angeles Rams is their defensive line and Aaron Donald. Right. You look at one of the strengths of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers usually was the wide array of weapons that they had with AB, with Godwin, with Evans, with Fournette. Well, Godwin's not there. AB's not there. Fournette hasn't played in forever. And I think I don't think he carried that team last year. You know, another thing is too, and on the defensive side of the football, the Buccaneers secondary can get lit up, and they have been lit up. You know, you've seen it, Cam, all year long. You know what I mean? You saw the Atlanta Falcons threw on these guys. Like the Rams just quickly throw. They're gonna have a hard time stopping Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham and Jefferson and Higbee and everybody. Yes. They're gonna have a load. Like the Rams, to me, the Rams are the better team right now. And just finally, in closing, Cam, I'll say, I never thought Tampa were that great. If you look at Tampa, guys, they're not like some dynamic dynasty impossible team to beat. Last year they were 7-5. Look what happened to the playoffs. They barely got past Heineke. Drew Brees played his last game and was so bad he knew he had to retire after the damn game.
Darn.
Aaron Rodgers, you know, and the Packers, for whatever reason, couldn't score on a damn goal line. And then the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid's kid, runs over a bunch of people the day before the Super Bowl, 2 days before the game. They start four backup offensive linemen out of position. And not to mention, this year, look at the division that they play in. They play the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Saints. Oh, yeah. They didn't have a bloody quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're that good, Cam, and I stand by it. The Rams are going to beat them outright.
And for people that didn't watch the game against the Eagles, I think that's why I think the Buccaneers, I like them even less in this game. People look at the score in the game. They were punting all left, right, and center. Jalen Hurts played his worst game of the year. It wasn't even like on the Bucs defense did anything. Like Philly was hanging. They just were horrible in that game. I'm telling you, Gabe, I agree with everything you're saying. The weaponry, Mike Evans, that's the one dynamic guy. The running game, you think Vaughn's going to do this against the LA Rams? Good luck. I just love the defense. All these guys are gelling, getting better at the right time. The Rams have a better secondary. And you know what, Stafford? We don't have to put the game on you. Now that you got Cam Akers back and Sony Michel, you got a running game that sets up the pass. Higby might go off, too. There's going to be somebody open all the time. I love the Rams. I'm with you, Marantzi. I think the Buccaneers are overrated.
Let's do it. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, Drew. Who you got?
Rematch. I think I don't think it's the same, but I do think it rhymes. I don't want to step in front of this Buffalo Bills team, Marantzi. I really don't. I think
Josh Allen
and company. Talk about tough
like
teams as well.
Here's Mike.
Yeah. Give me the dog. Give me the dog and the Bills.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's more Chief propaganda there. To say, hey, Parker,
sorry, Parker. Hey, run the videos for everybody. This is what we do. Yeah. Cares about, show us. Show us your Kansas City.
Yeah, we need to give us, let's see, a little Casey.
Yeah. It's so stupid. So every day it's the same crap. Well,
not sure what
this is the way it's going to be. You want to be KC television? We're going to bring you Buffalo Bill radio and television too. Like, this is the thing. Like, it's this is dividing us at Sports Grid. We have a lot of KC love and a lot of Buffalo love.
So you like the Bills here? You like the Bills, Drew? What about the total here? I love the over in this game. I think this game is going to be a track meet.
Yeah, I do as well. I just think, you know, put the quarterbacks up there. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, two of the better younger quarterbacks in the NFL. And both offenses have showed, you know, especially towards the end of the season, you know, they can light it up. Look at the Bills last week against that Patriots defense, really lighting it up. I don't disagree with you. You know, total, I like the over. And even more so, I do like the Bills, man. Plus the points, sprinkle a little bit there on the money line. Cam, I don't know what you're thinking with this Chiefs team, man. I think they're up against it.
Oh, I already made my decision. I'm on Buffalo Bill. I have the Bills going to the Super Bowl. So I liked them from the get-go. I love Buffalo in this spot. Moretti, it's not just about, like, the Bills. I just think this is what they're going to do. I just think their defense, I think they're going to cause Mahomes some problems in this game. It's just one of those things. Buffalo's, the defense is starting to get better. And the thing is that, here we go. The guy's giving me a thumb down emoji. You know what, Parker? I'm going to make a trip to Kansas City. We're going to have a little one-on-one chat. Buffalo is not afraid of these guys. They beat them before, and they can do it again. Sorry, Chiefs Nation. Brandon, I love you, but it's all Bills all the time. Josh Allen, too, is going to run for so many damn yards in this game. Every time he's in trouble, and he's going to run these guys over the way horses run over jockeys. You'll see. Buffalo
Bills. Yeah, I like the Josh Allen rush yard over prop. It went up. It was 46.5 when we were on the air yesterday, Cam, here on Game Time Decisions. We checked in on Sports Rage, and it was already up to 48.5.
Take it.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Josh Allen, he went over earlier this year against the Chiefs, and now it's up to 53.5.
I told you, no, I got it at 48.5, went to 51.5, 53.5. Stop taking, this is the thing. But you know what? I would take it all the way up to 60, Marcy. I think he runs for like 82 yards. I think he's going to have one run for like 40 yards on one run. I think he's going to bust one and just go bananas. Good luck catching him.
Hey, so, Drew. Like that, Kim? Yeah. Go ahead, Kim.
Go on, Drew.
Sorry, I was just going to say, do you guys ever, with the rushing yards prop, because sometimes when you call this right, where the quarterback has the mentality like, hey, if there's nothing there, I'm running the football, and especially like win or go home situations, sometimes I look at this, if you really like Josh Allen over, and like, I haven't looked at it, but what it's probably the high 30s, something of that nature. If you get I'm not sure if FanDuel does this, but the huge plus price on like maybe over 70, over 80, and get like a plus 400 or plus 500, that might be a good bet to like, you know, take a little long shot on it if you really like him to run a lot.
Yeah, the player performance double, but I don't know if you can't hear it, Jim. Yeah. We just said it's 53.5.
53.5. It's gone 53 up.
53.5.
Damn.
Yeah.
Little too.
You can hang out. You hang out with Babano. A little off.
My whisper tooth out.
I don't know. That's why I say the numbers, Cam. And a guest always, well, if the number's 38. Like, did you not? Did
it went up to 53.5. Yeah, see?
It opened at 48.5.
I clarified it.
Went up to 53.5.
Oh, okay.
I hear you.
I thought I clarified it.
It's okay,
I'm
Drew.
Not really sure. That wasn't Bobano-ish. Bobano-ish is I don't know.
No. Well, Bannerman is talking like into the openers, breaks, music, in the golf picks. He did it again, missing guys.
Like, no, it was last night, but Bano said it like five times. Night. Oh, I just don't know if I can lay 6.5. I'm thinking about the 6.5 with the Packers. I'm like, it's not 6.5. It's 6. You can say like, you know, like then you talk about the Rams game, 2.5. I'm like, that's when I snap.
3.
I'm like, bro, it's 3. All right. It's not I don't know if he's got his own secret book that he's lying to us about. That's the secret in the Babano's world that we don't know about. He's actually a bookmaker. He's got his own lines. He's not telling us, or he's just living in a fantasy world.
He used to be a DJ, right? So maybe he still is. He's got a couple things going on up there.
What the hell?
I believe so.
I didn't know that.
Well, I don't think he was a DJ. I think he's sung karaoke before, but no.
He's not a DJ. Yeah, he
knows that.
Yeah, he's a couple beers, rap and a microphone.
Stuff. Yeah, like he's pretty slick with his karaoke. Yeah.
DJ, is that what he told you? Yeah, we're gonna dig to the bottom of this.
you'd have to ask him about it, Gabe. I know you know him pretty well, but I'm pretty sure I saw some pictures and he had some DJ stuff going on. I don't know. I might be making that up.
I'm gonna make a bet at like plus 300. He doesn't know how to use a turntable. That's my guess.
I think it's like your Josh Allen rush yard 38.5. Sounds made up, Drew.
Yeah, that
sounds
is
made up.
All right.
It's the roast. We love you, Drew. We love you.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay. So you're saying it's okay. It's okay. All right, Drew. What'd you bet on today? College basketball. What do you got for us?
All right. College basketball. Got two bets here, guys. Call me a square. Call me. Oh, that's the square side. I don't really care. -7.5 with UConn. Lay the wood with one of the most talented teams in the country. Oh, and they don't have a number by their name. Yes, they beat the Auburn Tigers. Now they're going up against Butler. What, they just beat them by 20 points, and now they're favored by 7.5. I know the location changes here, but UConn, they knock down their free throws. They're one of the more efficient teams on offense. I like this UConn team a lot, and Butler really struggles. Yes, they do slow the game down. I don't like laying points to that type of profile of team, but a team only hitting 68% from the free throw line and UConn hitting 74%, top 30 team offensive and defensive efficiency. Give me the Huskies and, oh, the UTEP Miners. UTEP Miners, guys, against the UTSA Roadrunners, a little Conference USA college basketball. UTSA, watch out now. Now, this game might get canceled because there's COVID concerns, but laying the points here with UTEP, you could lay 15.5, 16 earlier in the day. That's what I did personally. And UTSA making the trip here, playing the game with 6 scholarship players. Supposedly, they're going to let them do it with under the 7 threshold, 2 walk-ons as well. They're obviously having a terrible year anyway, talking about the Roadrunner side. And UTEP, actually, some of the games they've lost, they've been competitive. They've actually had a tough schedule as well. I think they run it up here. So I know it sounds square laying the juice here. 7.5 with UConn and minus 15.5 with the UTEP Miners, Gabe.
Drew Martin, excellent insight and background on this UTSA situation. I'm going to jump in on the Purdue Boilermakers here to beat Indiana. And I love the spot coming off that overtime game on Monday earlier in the week. But it's one of these just state rivalries game, guys, that it's just so one-sided, right? It's just so one-sided. I mean, Purdue have beaten them they've beaten them 9 straight times. They're 4-0. Against the spread the last 4 as well. They are coming off that double overtime win. One thing with Indiana, they are a very impressive 11-0 at home, but every streak comes to an end at some point in time. I think the Boilermakers go in there and win this game, guys. And there's another one here, too, a little bit later. I wanted your take, Drew, and we'll get Cam's take as well, but we got time, me and Cam, to get to it after with Sharapan. But USC and Colorado, what do you think of that one, Drew?
I have more of an opinion on the Purdue-Indiana game. I'm with you on that one, Gabe, because look at who Indiana's played at home. Sometimes these records at 11-0, you know, they really haven't played a tough schedule at all, especially pre-conference play. They played absolutely no one, stacked up those wins. Purdue, the number one offensive efficiency team in the country. I like the Boilermakers, Gabe.
Boiler up, baby. Boiler up. Thanks, Drew. Yep. Great stuff.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we figured we'll mix things up a little bit here, Cam. I'm going to start off with a hockey prop here. It's a light night in the NBA, and the NBA props didn't jump off the screen at me. I like Jonas Valanciunas to get a double-double tonight, but it's a little pricey, but I do think he's going to get a double-double. Roope Hintz. Is it Hintz?
From Minsk. Minsk? Yeah, he's Dallas Stars. Yeah, I like him.
Where's he from? Finland?
I think he is from Finland. Off the top of my head, yes.
He's having a nice year,
might
though,
even be German.
15, yeah, you're right. It sounds like a German name, eh? Roope Hintz?
Roope Hintz. Hintz? Take a look here. Hintz, yeah, that's Hintz. He might be German. Let's take a look.
It's like Heinz and Hunts. It's confusing me.
Yeah, Heinz. Heinz Ketchup? Where's he born? In Finland. You were right the first time. Tampere, Finland. He's from Finnish. Roope. Very good.
Sounds
very good.
Like
wow. He's having Roope. A good year. 28 points, but listen, 34 games.
Yeah. Nice season. 15 goals, 13 assists on the season. But, Cam, a lot of shots on goal, man. 9 shots on goal against the Canadiens, 4 shots on goal against the Lightning, 3 against the Panthers, 2 against the Kraken. Then he got shut out, but, 9-4-3-3. He's 6-2 the last 8 games over 2.5. And Buffalo gave up the most shots on goal in the league. It's a shooting gallery there. It's like 34.5 shots per game, so. Yeah, I'm going with our boy Roope here tonight.
I like it. I like it. No, the shot on prop. Coach hit Kreider last night, 2.5. It was 5 in the Leafs game. And just be careful, guys. I'll get one for you later on. They're playing. Since Nazem Kadri, I know he's on the team. This has been playing very, very well for Colorado. I'd take a look at some of his props as well. Avalanche got it done against the Ducks last night. We'll have some more picks too, Gabe. Who do you like on there's a lot of 7 o'clock hockey. We'll get to all that stuff.
Are you taking the Buffalo Sabres?
No. The answer is no. No, no. Indeed. See, Dave's got my mind all mixed up. Hey, take the Sabres, they win. No. Actually, I think Dallas is going to take care of business after losing.
I'm going to tell you, Cam, I liked the shots on goal prop early here, but the only game that I like is the late game. I like the Sharks to beat the Kraken. Ooh.